Blog Talk Radio.
God broke the mold when he made me. Then he sent his son, he shed his blood to save me. Now my life don't have to end where the grave be. My game got colder, ain't none of these rappers touching me. I'm killing these tracks, I body these verses. I do it all with no negativity or curses. Watch for the snakes, cause the enemy, he be lurking. I creep my grass cut, so I see him coming, then I murk him. I can't be imitated, cloned or duplicated. I'm full of that word, and the world can't regulate it. This that holy flow, I'm set aside from the rest of y'all. I'm standing on the word, so you know your boy's standing tall.
Seems like everybody
yeah.
Forgot about me,
huh?
Well, yeah, they forgot about me.
It's false prophets on the box, so look on the lookout. And the Pharisees don't practice everything they preach about. See, I ain't perfect by a long shot, but I know who I can call on when the block get hot. You hollin' about you self-made, cut from a different grain. You wouldn't be nothing if it wasn't for the lamb that was slain. You like Lucifer, you trying to take all the fame. But no one day, we all gonna have to bow to his name. No disrespect, but Muhammad didn't die for me. Buddha didn't rise from the grave just to make me free. Yahshua, Yahweh, I'm talking Jesus Christ. He came and made a sacrifice with his life. But you on the track trying to take all the credit. Everything you got, you gon' lose if you don't get it. This money make a preacher lose his soul if you let it. The truth being spoken, don't you ever forget it.
Seems like everybody forgot about me.
Yeah. I'm gonna give y'all one more. Listen. They told me curse God and die one time.
What?
I told them they must be out they mind. I said the devil, yeah, he is a lie. Mad at me because I ain't gonna never die. See, Satan hate to see me because I look like God. Made in my father's image, yeah, I look like God. I'm on my Nicki Minaj because I don't want no fraud. But there's a snake in every click, just ask the Lord. Your boy say he know you, then he'll forget your name. Deny he ever knew you or ever seen your face. And watch the money, man, I mean a man that hold the money. Because he all about the money, he doing something funny. And these preachers all about the dough and the wind. women. I just listen to their word, cause they sure don't live it. Watch their bread, if something about it, it ain't right. Study for yourself, ain't no shame to keep your game tight.
Seems like everybody forgot about me.
You take the tide of it.
Amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. Praise the Lord. Amen. We want to thank everybody for calling in, everybody who is tuned in, everybody out there on Facebook and YouTube, everybody out there on the phone lines, Blog Talk Radio. Praise God. We thank God for all of you tonight. We thank God for y'all tuning in to the Anointed Truth of Christ Uncensored. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we are just thankful to be on the line tonight. Praise God. This is our first Amen program of 2019. Praise God. And we just thank God. Hallelujah. For each and every person who is on the line, everybody who is called in and tuned in on tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord, for allowing us all to come together tonight and congregate in your holy name, Lord. Lord, we just want your spirit to fall fresh in this service on tonight. Fall fresh on the phone lines tonight. Go to each and every household. Hallelujah. Go to each and every person who is watching online, Lord. Hallelujah. Even the ones that are watching the pre-recorded or listening to the pre-recorded program, show up in a mighty way in their lives right now on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Right there where they are. Hallelujah. Let them feel, hallelujah, your spirit fall fresh into their lives right now, Lord. Lord, we thank you in advance for everything that you are about to do on tonight. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for the breakthroughs on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you for the healings on tonight. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you and praise you. Hallelujah. For everything that you have done and everything that you are doing on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for revelation. Hallelujah, on tonight. We thank you, Lord, for opening up the windows of heaven and pouring out a blessing into our lives that we won't have room enough to receive, Lord. Hallelujah, and we thank you for it. We praise you for it, and we will receive it in your Son Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. Those of you out there watching on Facebook and YouTube, hallelujah. We want y'all, amen, to, hallelujah, get on line with us tonight. If you have a testimony or a prayer request, you can call in to 646-668-2435. Praise God. Hallelujah. Or those of you on Facebook can leave your testimonies or prayer requests in the comments. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we will put those on the throne of grace, praise God, on tonight. Hallelujah. Well, the phone lines are open on tonight. I want to open up with a testimony and prayer request, praise God. Hallelujah. Please leave your testimonies to, amen, 1.5, maybe 2 minutes, praise God. Hallelujah, amen. We want to mainly get the prayer request on the throne of grace and lift those up, hallelujah, before the throne of grace on tonight. Hallelujah. Well, the phone lines are open. If there be one on tonight with a testimony or prayer request, hallelujah, the lines are open. Is there one on tonight?
Praise God. Praise God.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God, Minister Ray. How you doing on tonight?
Praise God. Live and well. Thanking God for another day. Just want to continue my prayer request. Just lift me up. Expectations. Lift my expectations. And continue to God. Continue to keep his hand over me. And I thank God for calling me out of darkness into the marvelous light. Thank God for having the strength to stand on his word. So just continue to lift me up, lift my family up, my children, my grandkids, my sons, my future wife. And I just want to thank God to lift anything that concerns me in Jesus' name. And pray for all of the saints on this line, and pray for you, Care Network, Bishop Page. We want to pray for Bishop Alexis. We want to pray for Pastor Smothers. We want to pray for Word of Truth prayer line. And we just want to lift up Chosen Generation. We just want to pray for all the saints on tonight, that God will continue to pour out his spirit on his people. Amen.
Amen. Amen, amen. Praise God. We thank God for Minister Ray on tonight, all the way from the West Coast, California. Praise God. We thank God for him on tonight. Praise God. And we want to keep him lifted up on the throne of grace. Hallelujah. On tonight.
Amen. Do we have another testimony or another prayer request on tonight?
Hi, Elder. Praise God. Good evening, everyone.
Amen. Amen, sister. Hey, how you doing?
This is Jennifer. Just listening, Elder. And please say hello to your beautiful wife. And just keep me and my babies in prayer. That's all. I'm happy to be on the line, man of God. I'm just going back on mute, just listening.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for Sister Jennifer on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Do we have another one on tonight? Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hey, Elder Prevo. Hello. Thanks. I don't have a testimony for tonight, but my prayer request is for strength to endure what I have to go through to get to the next level. That's my prayer request. And this, Valencia. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. We thank God for Sister Valencia on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. On tonight, praise God. And we will put your prayer request before the throne of grace on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's go to the throne of grace on tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for allowing us to gather together in your name on tonight. Lord, we ask that you touch each of us individually, Lord, before you know each and every last one of our needs, Lord. We ask that you go to California, Lord, and you touch Minister Ray on tonight. Hallelujah. You said in your word that you will provide all of our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord, tonight for everything that you are doing in his life on tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, we thank you tonight, Lord, for Sister Jennifer on tonight. Hallelujah. We ask, Lord, that you bless her on tonight. Touch her children on children on tonight, Lord. Touch her in a mighty way. Hallelujah, Lord. And Lord, we thank you for her on tonight, Lord. Touch her son Jeremiah in a mighty way on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for Sister Valencia on tonight, Lord. And we thank you for the strength that you are giving her on tonight, the strength to endure what she has to go through, the strength to fight the battle that she's in right now, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For you said that we shall fight the battle, but we shall prosper. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For you told us that we will have to fight. Hallelujah. But we shall win. And we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Because we know with you on our side, we will prevail. Hallelujah. We shall not fail. Hallelujah. We don't know the meaning of the word lose. Hallelujah. Amen. Because we shall win. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord, on tonight. Hallelujah. For being who you are. And that's God all by yourself. Lord, I ask, Lord, that you just come into the room tonight. You come on the line tonight. You go over the airwaves all tonight, Lord. And that your word come forth in a mighty way. Allow me to decrease so that you can increase. I want to sit down. Hallelujah. So that you can stand up. Open up our ears tonight so that we can hear what the Spirit says to the church. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen and amen on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want everybody to go to John chapter 5. Hallelujah. On tonight, John chapter 5. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to be starting, hallelujah, amen, at verse 2. Praise God. John chapter 5, amen, beginning at verse 2. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is a familiar passage of scripture we've heard. Hallelujah. Amen. This story told many and many a times. Hallelujah. Amen. But we're going to see how the Lord directs us and leads us. Hallelujah. On tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. On tonight. Praise God. We're going to see how God leads us. Amen. On tonight. Amen. And it says in verse 2, Now there is at Jerusalem, praise God, hallelujah. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue, Bethesda,
having five porches. In these lay great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Wheresoever the first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatever disease he had. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen on tonight. Praise God. So what we have here, amen, is we have, hallelujah, amen, we have a porch, praise God, hallelujah, amen, with having five porches, amen, that is right across, hallelujah, tonight from the marketplace. Amen. Praise God. So on one side we have, hallelujah, the marketplace. We have an exchange of goods and services. We have a life going on, if you will. Praise God. Hallelujah. But right on the other side of the street, amen, we have a place where impotent people lay. Praise God. People, hallelujah, who had sicknesses and diseases, and they waited there because they waited for the stirring of the water. Praise God, hallelujah. They waited for the stirring of the water. This is very interesting. Praise God, hallelujah, because this is a group of people who knew exactly, hallelujah, when, amen, God was going to come with their blessing. Praise God, hallelujah. They had an advantage that a lot of people don't have. They knew that in a season, hallelujah, an angel would come down and stir the water, and if you got in the water, hallelujah, you would be healed. Praise God, hallelujah. So they're waiting, hallelujah, amen, for the moving of the water. Praise God, hallelujah. So that when they stepped into the water, they would be made whole of whatever disease, praise God, that they had. Praise God. But the Bible says in verse 5, a certain man was there. Praise God, a certain man was there, praise God. This man stuck out, and he was, hallelujah, amen, like everybody else, praise God. What was so different about him? The Bible says that he had an infirmity 38 years. For 38 years, praise God, this man had been here, hallelujah, amen, in a position waiting for God to come, for an angel to come and stir the water. Praise God, so that he would be made whole. At least this is the appearance that we would think, praise God, if we were just regular people passing by. Praise God, we would think this is why he's here. He's here waiting on the water to be stirred so he can get in the water and so he can be made whole. Praise God. But see, well, we don't know just passing by, just coming through, because we just go into the marketplace. Praise God. We just going to the marketplace. We just doing a little shopping. Praise God. Hallelujah. We really not, hallelujah, here, amen, to just really get into everybody's lives. Because, you know, we really ain't, we at the mall, we really ain't messing with them homeless people over there, no way. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We really not concerned about what they going through, no way. Hallelujah. Amen. We just assuming because we, you know, minding our own business. Amen. That they waiting over there for the stirring of the water. Hallelujah. Amen. But what we did not know, what Jesus knew, was that this man was there for 38 years. Praise God. Hallelujah. 38 years. You know, for 38 years, amen, he could have gotten in this walk. Hallelujah. Praise God. For 38 years. Hallelujah, amen. You know, if it was me, I would get in the water and wait for him to come down in the water. I wouldn't even wait for him to stir the water. I'd be waiting for him. Hallelujah, praise God. I'd be already in the water when he got there. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'd be already in the water. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. But this man been there for 38 years. See, some people act like they... You might look at them and you might think they're trying to get out of the situation that they're in. Hallelujah. You might think that they're just passing through a phase in their life. Hallelujah. Praise God. But some people actually like being in the position that they're in. Hallelujah. Some people like being in infirmity because when you're in infirmity, you know you get special treatment, right? Except for right now because the government shut down. You know, you get a disability check, hallelujah, for being in infirmity. Praise God. Hallelujah. You get special treatment, hallelujah, for having an infirmity. People give you money when you have an infirmity. You know, you don't got to get up and get your own when you have an infirmity. Some people lean on their infirmity. Praise God. This man been there for 38 years. Praise God. Hallelujah. And watch this. It says in verse 6, when Jesus saw him lie there and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, wilt thou be made whole? Praise God. The Bible is saying when God seen him, when Jesus seen him and knowing how long he had been in that situation, knowing how long he had been there in the same situation ain't changed, and knowing that at least once a year, at least once a season, praise God, at least once there was a season in a year where the angel came down and stirred the water and he could have been healed, he could have been made whole, and knowing for 38 years he didn't make the step, he didn't make the move, Jesus had to ask him, do you want to be made whole? Hallelujah, do you want to be healed? Praise God, hallelujah. Are you truly tired, amen, of being in the situation that you're in? Are you truly tired, hallelujah, amen, of the accusations and the murmurings? And are you truly tired, hallelujah, of being on the porch with these other people, hallelujah, who have infirmities? Praise God. But the difference is the other people are passing through. And you are staying on the level that you were at because they want it more than you do. Praise God. Because a lot of people don't like being. See, a lot of people make it look good, but don't like really like being in the position that they're in. Hallelujah. And there you go getting suckered in and thinking this is the lifestyle to live. Hallelujah. Or this is just the OG way to be. Praise God, hallelujah, when people are really tired of being in the situation they're in and living the life that they're living, and they just passing through, but you want to sit there and stay in a stage of infirmities. Praise God, hallelujah. So Jesus asked him, will thou be made whole? Hallelujah, praise God. And the impotent man, hallelujah, impotent. Praise God, impotent man. Hallelujah, amen. Impotent, you know, when you're impotent, you're not productive. When you're impotent, you don't produce. Hallelujah, amen. So this was a person, he was sick and wasn't doing nothing. Hallelujah, praise God. And then he had the nerve to make excuses. He said, sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming in, another step is down before me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many of us got that testimony that the world is so selfish that everybody just thinks about themselves, that when I need help, I can't get nobody to help me, and when I'm about to get where I'm trying to go, somebody wants to step in front of me. Hallelujah. Somebody wants to hinder my progress. Somebody wants to hate on me. Now, watch this, praise God. I just said it myself, praise God. We preach and we teach that this man, hallelujah, is making excuses right now. Praise God, hallelujah, for not being in the water. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. But don't act like you ain't never been there and made that excuse yourself. The reason why I'm not where I should be is because of the way my mama raised me, hallelujah. The reason I'm not the way I should be is the way my daddy wasn't there, hallelujah, praise God. The reason that I am the way I am is because of my environment, praise God, hallelujah. But we so quick when somebody else say, hallelujah, somebody kept me from reaching my dream. Somebody kept me from getting to my goal. Somebody began to hate on me. We can't understand when it's somebody else, hallelujah, but when it's us, hallelujah, praise God. But see, I may not understand how you feel, and you may not understand how I feel, but never once did Jesus tell this man, I don't want to hear your excuses. That's what we preach. He was making excuses. But never once did Jesus say, I don't want to hear no excuses. I just want to know, will you be made whole? Hallelujah, praise God. And he says, yes, I want to be made whole, but nobody won't help me. Praise God, hallelujah. How many of you know that sometimes, all the time, really, when you can't get nobody else, when you can't get mama to help, when mama don't understand, when daddy don't understand, when your husband or your wife don't understand, your parents or your children don't understand, your best friend don't understand, to everybody else, it sounds like you're making excuses. Lord, have mercy. Praise God. It sounds like you're making excuses. But to you, this is something real to you. Every time I tried to get in the water, somebody stepped in front of me. Every time I had an opportunity, somebody stole it from me. Hallelujah. Now, wouldn't nobody give me no help? Hallelujah. I didn't sit here and I didn't advise people going through the porches. They didn't came through here. I didn't told them how to get in the water. I didn't told them when the angel then came. But when the angel came, they didn't help me get in there. They only thought about themselves. For once, can we stop saying people are making excuses and try to understand where they are coming from. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because Jesus didn't say, oh, hey, I don't want to hear all that excuses. Praise God. No, he didn't. He said, Jesus, watch this in verse 8. Jesus said unto him, rise up, rise, take up thy bed and walk. Praise God. He didn't give him no lecture. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Can I talk to y'all for a second? Because y'all want to lecture people all the time and tell them what they should have been doing. It's been 38 years. Well, you should have did this and you should have did that. You know how old you is? You all this time done passed. I don't need to be reminded of the time I've lost. You need to tell me what I need to do with the time that I still have, praise God. I don't need to be reminded, hallelujah, of my mistakes. I don't need to be reminded of my shortcomings. I don't need to be reminded, hallelujah, of my failures. What I need you to do is I need you to tell me, what do I do, hallelujah, with the time, hallelujah, that I have left, praise God, because I can't do nothing about what I've already done, but I can do something about what I'm about to do. Hallelujah, praise God. I don't need you pointing towards my past when Paul already told me I need to be forgetting about those things which are behind me and I need to be reaching for those things which are before me. Hallelujah. 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 So he says, take up thy bed, hallelujah, and walk. In verse 9, the Bible says, and immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. And the Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, is this the Sabbath day? Is it not lawful for thee to carry thy bed? He answered them and said, he that made me whole, amen, the same said unto me, take up thy bed and walk. Praise God. Hallelujah. First of all, if I put myself in this man's position, I don't care if it's lawful or not to get healed on the Sabbath, because I'm the one that just got healed. I don't care about your law if I just got set free from your law. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't care. Amen. First of all, so how dare you come to me and say, is it not lawful? Hallelujah, for you to be healed. Amen. Is it not lawful for God to bless you? Is it not lawful? Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't care if it's lawful or not. I'm going to take my blessing. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you need to do the same. You need to take your blessing. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. Watch this. Amen. And then he was healed. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And he that was healed wist not who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. Praise God, hallelujah. He didn't know who healed him. He knew somebody healed him. He knew Jesus healed him, but he didn't quite know who Jesus was, because Jesus, amen, was a bunch of people there. Praise God, hallelujah. It was a lot of people there. Praise God, amen. It was a multitude in that place. But watch this in verse 14. It says, afterward, Jesus findeth him in the temple and said unto him, behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest the worst thing come unto thee. Praise God. Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more. Hallelujah. Lest a worse thing, hallelujah, come unto thee. Praise God. What is he saying? What is he saying? He's saying whatever you did to get put in that bed that you was in, don't do it no more, because something worse will come on than what you just got healed out of. Hallelujah. See, God don't bring us out of stuff so we can get right back into whatever we was in. Praise God. Hallelujah. God don't deliver us so we can go back to Egypt. He don't bring us through the wilderness, hallelujah, and bless us to cross the Jordan just so we can go back, cross the Jordan and through the wilderness and back to where he brought us from. Hallelujah. Amen. So he tells the man, amen, sin no more. Hallelujah, at least the worst thing come unto thee. Now we have sinned no more, and some of y'all, amen, elder, I'm not no sinner like that. I ain't no liar like that. I ain't no none of this and none of that. You got some doubt. Some of y'all got some doubt in what God can do. Do you not know doubt itself is a sin when you doubt God? Hallelujah, amen. Let me give you some Bible on that. In the book of Numbers, it tells us, amen, the only reason that they had to wait 40 years to enter the promised land is that they did not believe, they did not trust God. They were scared, hallelujah, of the Amorites and the Hittites, and they were scared of the giants that lived in the land of Canaan. That's why they didn't take the promised land. Praise God. It's not that they couldn't find it. It's that they didn't believe that they could take it, hallelujah, from the inhabitants of the land, because they didn't trust God. Hallelujah, praise God, because they didn't trust God, because they had doubt. God said, I no longer will I dwell with these wicked and sinful people. When I asked God what the sin was, because you had them shedding the blood of lambs and bullocks to cover their sins, praise God, to wash away their sins, hallelujah, praise God, then why, hallelujah, are you calling them sinners if you can't see the sin for the blood? He says, but I see their doubt, hallelujah, I see their distrust in God. They don't trust my word. They don't believe, although I've already delivered them from the hands of Pharaoh. Hallelujah. Not only did I deliver them, I delivered them with some money in their pocket. They didn't leave broke. Hallelujah. They left with all the money in Egypt. Praise God. All the gold and silver. Then I blessed them to cross over, hallelujah, into the wilderness and on, hallelujah. I could have gave them the promised land, but when it came down to the promised land, after all they murmuring, hallelujah, after all they complaining, praise God, they had the nerve to have doubt. Praise God. They did not believe. Praise God, hallelujah, that they could take, they could have what God has given them. Hallelujah, amen. Some of us are in a rut and we stuck because we just don't believe God. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. I know y'all thought when y'all heard the word sin that we was going to get on the whores and the homemongers and the liars. Praise God, and the thieves and the adulterers and the idolaters. Hallelujah. But we want to get on, the Lord say tonight, we getting on the ones that don't have doubt, that have doubt and don't believe and don't trust in the word of God. Praise God, hallelujah, because if you believe in the word of God, you wouldn't worry the way you worry right now. Hallelujah, praise God. You wouldn't cry as hard as you cry. Yeah, weeping may endure for the night. Hallelujah, praise God. But as long as your tears, praise God, don't reflect, amen, doubt. As long as you can cry in it, but you know you're going to come out of it. But if you crying as if you stuck, if you crying as if you serve a God that won't bring you out of that situation, hallelujah, if you crying, hallelujah, as if your life is over with, hallelujah, if you don't believe the word of God, hallelujah, that this too shall pass, praise God, you don't believe the word of God that all things are working together for the good of those that love God and those that are called and are called according to his purpose, hallelujah, on tonight, you don't believe the word of God, hallelujah, amen, that he shall make your enemies your footstool, praise God, on tonight. You don't believe Praise God, the word of God. Hallelujah. When God tells us, if you be seated at my right, all you got to do is sit down and not do nothing. I'll take care of it myself. Hallelujah. If you believe the word of God, he said, do not worry about what you're going to eat or drink on tomorrow. Hallelujah. You got enough stuff to worry about today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't worry about nothing. Take no thought. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these other things will be added to you. Hallelujah. Praise God. But you're so busy stuck in doubt. Hallelujah. Praise God. No doubt. This man was full of doubt. He didn't think he would ever make it to this water. He said he didn't think he would ever be made whole. Nobody would help him. Praise God. Hallelujah. They would step in front of him. Hallelujah. Step in front of him. That's taking advantage of you. You ever had somebody take advantage of you? Hallelujah. They knew you were vulnerable. Hallelujah. And they knew that you could get them in a position. Hallelujah. When all they had to do was just take a couple of steps and pass you up and everything you worked so hard to get. Hallelujah, praise God. That man, somebody out there, that man, there was that man. Y'all dated so long that you just knew. But then this girl, she was your friend, hallelujah, something like a Kelly Price thing. She was your friend, hallelujah, amen. But then she just stepped right in front and just took. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. Every single time that job, somebody had that job coming and you just knew you was going to get it, but your homeboy stepped in front of you and took what should have been yours all this time. Praise God. Hallelujah. They took what should have been yours. Hallelujah. Amen. But God says this is the time of redemption. This is the time of deliverance. This is the time to be made whole. Take up thy bed and walk. Don't fall into sin no more. Don't fall into doubt and distrust in what the word of God says he can do. I don't care what the doctor said. The Bible says that by his stripes we are made whole. Hallelujah. You got to believe. You only go to the doctor so the doctor can tell you what to pray against. So the doctor can tell you what to rebuke. Hallelujah. You don't go to the doctor to make plans about what the doctor is saying. Praise God. Hallelujah. When the prophet, hallelujah, came to Hezekiah, hallelujah, and this was the word of the Lord, came to Hezekiah. He told Hezekiah, get your house in order. Praise God. Get your house in order because you are truly going to die. You don't die. Praise God. That's the word of the Lord. But Hezekiah turned to the wall, the Bible tells. Oh, hallelujah. And he began to pray unto God. Hallelujah. Amen. He said the grave can't praise you. Hallelujah. Praise God. And the Bible says that before the prophet Isaiah could leave out the gate, God told him to turn around. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody out there, the God gonna tell the doctor to turn around. Hallelujah, praise God. God going to tell the divorce attorney to turn around. Hallelujah, praise God. God going to tell your boss, hallelujah, to turn around. Hallelujah, on tonight, God is going to tell your child that they need to turn around. God is getting ready to turn some things around in your life only because you prayed to him and you believed no matter what the teacher said, no matter what, hallelujah, the counselor said, praise God, no matter what the doctor said. Said, you believe what the word of God says, and God say, I'm getting ready to turn some things around, and when they turn around, praise God, they're going to come tell you some news you really wasn't ready to hear. You knew you was going to hear something good, but he turned back and told Hezekiah 15 more years. Oh, hallelujah. See, 15 years may not seem like much to some of y'all, hallelujah, but somebody out there that got a diagnosis that you was going to die, hallelujah, and then for them to come back and tell you, you got 15 more years at it, hallelujah, praise God. It's like if you ain't got a dollar to your name, and then I come give you $15, oh, praise God. It's like I done gave you a million, hallelujah, praise God on tonight. See, prayer changes things, and you got to believe it. See, Hezekiah believed it. If I tell him I'm a praising, Hallelujah. I know if I tell God, I'm going to praise him. Praise God, then I know, hallelujah, amen, he's going to bring me out of this situation. He turned the prophet around. See, you think he can't turn that doctor around. You think you can't turn that wife around. You think he can't turn that husband around, that child around. Praise God, he will turn it around for you if thou want to be made whole. You got to get that doubt and disbelief out of your mind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That man can't get right because you don't believe it. That woman won't get right because you just won't believe it. What's your mind change? Oh, hallelujah. 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 Praise God. When we go to John chapter 3, praise God. Hallelujah. Verse 3, he says, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see. Praise God, the kingdom of God. It's not that the kingdom of God is not there. It's not that God is not moving in your life. Praise God, it's because you haven't been born again the way you're looking at it, the way you're seeing things. Praise God. If you keep seeing me the way you saw me last year, you'll never see the man that I've become this year. If you keep looking at your wife the same way, praise God, your child the same, you still that child that stole my car. Hallelujah, and wrecked it. You still that child that skipped school. You still that wife that cheated. You still that husband that lied. Hallelujah, you still this, you still that, you still this. Jesus said when Lazarus came out the grave, he told the people, unwrap him, take him out the dead clothes. Hallelujah, praise God. See, he was alive, but the people had to take him out them dead clothes. See, a lot of people in your life have changed. They done turned that. They done turned it around. They done turned it over. But the problem is you haven't taken them out them dead clothes. You still looking at them for who they used to be and what they used to do. You can't see the change because you got them wrapped in those dead clothes, praise God. But if you were to change your mind, hallelujah. 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 So Jesus asked the man, will thou be made whole? Hallelujah. Praise God. Then he commands the man to take up his bed and walk. Hallelujah. Praise God. You ain't got to be stuck. See, this message may not be for you, but it may be for somebody you know. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And God might be sending this message to you tonight for you to tell somebody that their sin is what got them stuck in whatever position they're in. If they were to pick up, oh, hallelujah, pick up thy bed, praise God, and walk. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, praise God. And the Bible says that the Jews got mad at Jesus in verse 18. They got mad at him and they wanted to kill him. Hallelujah, because he healed on the Sabbath day. Praise God, hallelujah, because he did things a little unorthodox, hallelujah, than they were used to. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. How many of you are ready tonight, amen, to start doing things a little bit differently, hallelujah, than what everybody else is used to doing things? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. It's come a time as now, hallelujah, that God has raised up what the world would call some rebels. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because we're not going to go with religion. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're going to go with relationship, and relationship outweighs religion. Praise God, hallelujah. In this season, amen, I'm getting ready to close, amen. But in this season, I want to, amen, and invite those that God has given, hallelujah, amen, something that other people would call crazy to. Hallelujah, amen. Some people would say, amen, that sounds like a suicide mission to me, or your ministry ain't going to never grow. You ain't going to never, hallelujah, be one of the big boys. You ain't going to never, amen, make it if you do that. You got to go with the status quo. You got to go with what everybody else is doing. You got to teach what everybody else is teaching. But I dare you, hallelujah, to teach you what God put in your heart. Praise God. Hallelujah. I dare you to preach what God puts in your heart. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. God might give you a message about sin. Amen. But he might give you a message about grace. Hallelujah. He might give you a message of prosperity. Hallelujah. He might give you a message, amen, hallelujah, that disagrees with everybody else's message. But I dare you to say what God puts on your heart. Praise God. Hallelujah on tonight. Amen. Don't doubt it that it's God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can't doubt that it's God. Praise God. Amen. You got to believe that God put it on your heart. If you know it and believe it, amen, then follow through with it and do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Pick up thy bed and walk. Don't stay stuck in what everybody else is stuck in. Hallelujah on tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you on tonight. We thank you for your word on tonight. We thank you for each and every person who has listened to your word on tonight. Lord, we just praise you. We just magnify you. We just lift your name up, for you are truly worthy to be praised, Lord. Let this word touch somebody tonight. Hallelujah. Help them to be made whole. Hallelujah on tonight. Help them to understand that Jesus understands more than I will. Hallelujah. Jesus understands more than anybody else will. Hallelujah. Jesus ain't going to tell you you're making excuses. Hallelujah. Jesus is going to hear what you are saying in your heart. Hallelujah. And he's going to tell you what to do. He's going to tell you to pick up your bed and walk. I understand how people have lied to you. Hallelujah. I understand how people have taken advantage of you. Hallelujah. I understand how you've been used and abused. How people have stepped over you. Hallelujah. And stepped in front of you. And how they wouldn't help you. The Lord says tonight, I understand, hallelujah, what you've been through. I understand. Now, all you got to do is believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, hallelujah, and repent of your sins and pick up thy bed, hallelujah, and walk. Praise God. Hallelujah. You ain't got to be bound to the confirmations of religion on tonight. Pick up thy bed, hallelujah, and walk. Hallelujah on tonight. And, Lord, we just praise you. We magnify you and we lift your name high and holy, Lord, for you are truly worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. And amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. On tonight, we truly just thank God for each and every person on the line on tonight. Praise God. Amen. Before we close out on tonight, if you joined us late in the podcast, amen, we want to keep Brother Cooper, amen, praise God, in prayer. Amen. Praise God as well. Amen. And Brother Audrey and Sister Latasha. Amen. Brother Donnie, praise God. Amen. Amen. We want to keep them all in prayer on tonight. We truly had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. If we have any testimonies or a prayer request before we close out on tonight, we want to go ahead and open up the line at this time. Will there be one? Hallelujah on tonight. Amen. Praise God. Well, we just thank God for each and every last one of you on tonight. Hallelujah. We truly had a blessed time in the Lord. Amen on tonight. Praise God. We thank God for his word. We thank God for each and every last one of you. Praise God. Be sure to be checking your text messages in your inboxes to see the next time. Praise God. We will be going live. Hallelujah. Not only just on Blog Talk, amen, but on Facebook Live and YouTube as well. Praise God. We've truly had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. Tonight, make sure you go, amen, and like our Facebook page, The Anointed Truth of Christ, hallelujah. Go to our YouTube channel and subscribe. That is Care Church Incorporated, amen. Praise God on tonight, and we just truly thank God for each and every last one of you. You can also follow me on Instagram at Elder Freevos. Praise God on tonight, hallelujah. We just thank God for each and every last one of you on tonight. And don't forget those of you on Facebook, if you do have a prayer request, hallelujah, amen, you can always inbox us, amen, and we will put, hallelujah, your prayer request upon the throne
of grace. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. Brother Cooper, amen. I'm going to ask that you inbox me. Hallelujah, amen. So we can talk about that. Praise God, amen. We thank God for each and every one of you on tonight. We thank God, hallelujah, for Minister Ray, Sister Jennifer, Sister Valencia, amen. Praise God. And on behalf of First Lady and myself, we love y'all. And we just pray that the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us till we all come back together again. Hallelujah. Amen. And we'll see y'all next time. Oh, yeah, and don't forget to say your prayers and just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God, and we'll see y'all next time on the Anointed Truth of Christ. Hallelujah. Uncensored.